We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Now, my sister, here's my sister,
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Are we good? Okay, we're good. Now then, just press that button over there and let's start this show.
No, not that button, that's where the trap does!
Is that even possible to have a trampoline in a bottomless pit? In fact, since when I had a bottomless pit? Oh well, this is episode 5.
This week on the Civil Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I will have a review of Daxter for the PSP, a review of Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2, a test of my new digital voice recorder, and my quest for the Easter Bunny. The opening theme for this podcast is Wicked Theme for a Flash by GB in Flames, and the closing theme, Legacy Ended, is by Gogo Rock. Both songs can be found in the Newgrounds.com audio portal. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I am Silverwolf, and this is episode 5. Now, before we go on with today's show, first off, I'd like to congratulate the Disney Imagineers for opening Expedition Everest last week. After 4 years of researching, design, and construction, the ride at Disney's Animal Kingdom has officially opened. I'd like to congratulate all the Imagineers for their hard work on creating this great attraction, and I can't wait to ride it. Also, I want to apologize for not having an episode last time. Not only was I stressed out, but also while making this podcast, my computer crashed for some unknown reason. I don't know why, but once again, I'd like to apologize for not having this episode last time, and yeah, I just want to apologize once again. Also, I know a lot of you listen to my podcast, and I really want you to send me some email regarding some feedback, i.e. topics, questions, comments, whatever. I need you to send me some email. My email address is silverwolf2006@gmail.com. Please subject the email podcast or topic podcast or whatever. Please send me email. I want to know what you're thinking out there. I want to know what you're thinking about this show. I want you, just send me an email, because the show can't get any better if I don't know what you guys are thinking out there. So, yeah. Send me an email, send me a message on MySpace, or whatever, just contact me, I'll make this show better. Yeah, that's about it. Just send me an email, it's not that difficult. In fact, send me an email right now. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I'll believe you got nothing else better to do. Just send me a freaking email! Come on! Yeah. And I only did that because I had nothing else to say. Anyway, let's move on with the show. A few weeks ago, as a birthday gift, I received a brand new digital voice recorder, which I currently have in my hand. And one of the main reasons why I had this digital voice recorder is not just to record voice memos, but also to help me out with this podcast. Because I want to do, field reports of where I am on vacation, or, just rants on the fly, or while I'm walking, or whatever. And not too long ago, Kingdom Hearts 2 finally came out on March 28, 2006, and I thought, this would be a good opportunity to test out my new digital voice recorder
as being a field reporter. So, the next few clips are actually of me probably just yelling, shouting, or, you know, just getting all hyped up for Kingdom Hearts 2. Yeah, I'm like that. I've been looking forward to this game. I mean, hey, I'm still playing it, and I'm gonna have a review on it in this podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, I must play that game again. I must hook it. Okay. Relax. You're doing a podcast now. Just relax. Okay. Now then. These next few clips may make me sound like a complete dork or a nerd or whatever. Just don't mind me acting all hyped up or whatever. It was also my birthday too, I have every right to be excited. So yeah, just enjoy these next few clips. And if I sound like a complete dork, feel free to laugh, because even I admit I acted like a dork. And also, if you're a fan of old Disney cartoons, you might be familiar with some of the quotes I might be saying or whatever. And it's not really all that long too, but if you also want to skip through it, just go ahead. But if you want a quick laugh of me acting like a complete idiot, just listen to it. Yeah, I mean, I'm acting like an idiot for you. Yeah, I sometimes act like an idiot. I mean, dare to be stupid, but I'm not as stupid as Paris Hilton or Jessica Simpson or whatever. Anyway, just listen to these next few clips.
This is Silverwolf reporting from my automobile. I haven't left the parking lot yet, but right now, I am going to GameStop on 75th Street to pick up a copy of Kingdom Hearts 2, which is released today on March 28, 2006, which is also my birthday. It's about 12:02. I'm just about to leave now, and yeah, hope I get a copy. This is Silverwolf reporting about, it's about 12:08. I'm just about to turn onto 75th Street, and I'm just moments away from picking up my copy of Kingdom Hearts 2. And I've been waiting for this game for quite some time. Right now I'm just turning onto 75th Street. I've been waiting for this game for quite some time, and I've been a fan of the series since the game first came out. I enjoyed the original game, I enjoyed the Game Boy Advance game. I'm so psyched picking up this game. And also, in fact, I think a lot of people are really psyched about picking up, if they pre-ordered it or if they've been looking forward to this game. I think a lot of people have been really looking forward to this. So I'll report back as soon as I reach another red light or as soon as I reach GameStop. So I'll see you later. Rangers ahoy!
I apologize for stuttering in that clip, and also that quote at the end was actually a little modified version from the cartoon Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Here's the next clip.
This is Silverwolf reporting. It's 12:18. I'm just in front of the GameStop. I'm about to pick up Kingdom Hearts, and the words of Darkwing Duck, let's get dangerous.
Once again, I acted like an idiot. I admit to it. Yeah. Here's the next clip. Yeah.
This is Silverwolf reporting. I just received word that the store that I'm picking up this game is not going to receive it till like 1 o'clock. So right now, I'm just killing time before I can actually pick up the game. So right now, I'm just walking over to my car. I'll probably go over to Barnes & Noble's or Toys R Us right next door just to check out. But I'm also planning to pick up Robot Chicken today too. So I'll hit you all back in just a little bit. See ya. This is Silverwolf reporting again. It's about 12:26. I'm just about to stop here over at Best Buy for a little bit, pick up a copy of the first season of Robot Chicken, which I heard is a really good season, DVD I mean, and probably just hang out there for a little bit. And I'm just killing like about a half an hour here until GameStop receives their copies of Kingdom Hearts 2, which I previously reported that they're gonna come in at about 1 o'clock. So right now I'm just killing a bunch of time. So yeah, I'll catch you all later. This is Silver Wolf reporting again. It's about 12:29 p.m. Chicago time. I'm currently in front of a Best Buy, and like I said before, I'm just killing time for about half an hour before GameStop receives its copies of Kingdom Hearts 2. I'm just here at Best Buy just to look around and also pick up a copy of the first season of Robot Chicken. I'll see you later. This is Silver Wolf reporting once again. It's about 12:55. I did definitely kill a lot of time here at Best Buy. I just picked up a copy of Robot Chicken, Season 1 DVD. And while I was here at Best Buy, I saw two things that made me laugh my ass in amazement. First off, I saw a Bodie Miller video game for about $15 for the PlayStation 2. And with Bodie Miller, you know things are definitely going to go wrong. And also the second thing, they've just released the complete season, or series, mind you, of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, which was an old cartoon back in the 80s when Mario was actually kind of big during the old Nintendo era. So currently right now that's another thing on my list because it includes an interview with Captain Lou Albano, who played Mario, has all the episodes, including the live action segments with the celebrities like Magic Johnson, Cher. Why did I say Cher? Well, that's one of the episodes I truly remember. But anyway, I'm on my way back to GameStop and pick up a copy of Kingdom Hearts 2. Holla!
Actually, the reason why I actually remember the episode with Cher is because I actually own I don't know if I still own it, but I actually did own a video of the Super Mario Bros. Super Show with Cher in it, so I had no choice but to remember that episode. So I'm not a big fan of Cher, but just ignore what I said about about me truly remembering that episode, but whatever. Here's the next scene.
Silver Wolf reporting once again. It's 1:02. I'm just going to stay in my car for about a minute or two, and then I'm going to head inside GameStop, see if their copies of Kingdom Hearts 2 have arrived. So right now I'm just killing time for about a minute, so I'll catch you back as soon as I get that game. Yeehaw!
And that minute or two turned into 20 seconds. And good thing, too, because there was a line at the GameStop just to pick up a copy of Kingdom Hearts 2, so I was lucky I didn't wait for about a minute, so yeah. And this next clip, I warn you, is going to be very, very loud. Just a fair warning.
It's mine, baby! I just got the copy of the game just a few minutes ago. I'm right now heading towards Best Buy and getting a collector's edition player's guide because apparently they didn't really have too many copies here at GameStop, but I'm picking up a collector's edition strategy guide over at Best Buy. Now I'm on my way back to my dorm, and then I'm going to play this game till no end! Or at least to my next class. So anyway, catch y'all later. I'm excited. This is one of the best days of my life. Woo!
I warned you it was going to be loud.
So Wolf reporting. This is it's 1:22. I'm just about to leave the Best Buy parking lot with the collector's edition of the Kingdom Hearts 2 strategy guide. I'm on my way back to the dorm and trying this new game out. I will see you all later.
Another fair warning, this next clip, when I sound like I'm extremely out of breath, that's because I am. Because as soon as my last class is over, I ran like a dog towards my dorm room. And this is why I recorded. This is the last recording.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my last report. I'm currently in my dorm room now, out of breath. Just excited. I don't want to talk right now. I got Kingdom Hearts to play.
I warned you I was going to sound weird for the last clip. And also, I just remember this. I'm also planning to do a review of the Robot Chicken DVD next time. So that's another thing to look forward to for my next show. So yeah, that's my test for my new digital voice recorder. I can actually see what else I can do with this thing in the future. Like, for example, I'm planning to do the Walt Disney World College program next spring. And I saw this thing could really come in handy for audio ride-throughs and trip reports and, well, whatever. So, yeah, expect a lot from my new digital voice recorder in the near future. So, yeah, that's about it. And now it is time for a review of Daxter for the PSP. Daxter for the PSP takes place during the events of the 2-year absence between the original Jak and Daxter and Jak 2. In the beginning of this game, Daxter witnesses his best friend Jak being captured by a bunch of police officers and being sent to prison. And now, to get his friend out, he needs money and a way to get into the prison. And by doing this, he hires himself as a bug exterminator. In this game, you travel around a slightly smaller version of Haven City from the video game Jak 2, from Daxter's point of view. Along with a very nasty fly swatter, Daxter is also equipped with a bug sprayer that not only stuns enemies, but it can also allow him to hover over very difficult gaps, a grenade launcher, and a flamethrower. Ah, yes, flamethrowers and bugs just don't mix, do they? Along with exterminating regular bugs and metalhead bugs, Daxter also meets up with a few new allies and a few new enemies. The graphics on this game are really, really good, especially for a PSP system. I mean, you can even see the little hairs on Daxter, which you rarely do in the actual PS2 games. The music in this game is also really good too. Very much like the original Jak and Daxter games, at some points it can be very joyous, sometimes it can be really mysterious, sometimes it can be really industrial, you know? It just really depends on where you are in the game. And also the voice acting is really well done, especially if it's from the original cast of the original Jak and Daxter games, and plus the new voices are really good too. The controls for this game really make the game feel like that this game is made for the PSP. I mean, every single button is used, including the thumbstick, and the controls are just really, really well done for this game. The gameplay of this game is almost exactly like the other Jak and Daxter games. Either you consider that a good thing or you consider that a bad thing, but still, like, it still has that really nice Jak and Daxter feel to the game, even though it's just Daxter and not Jak. The only problems I have with this game is that sometimes it can be a little frustrating at times, and also the camera is not really where you want it to be at sometimes. But still, this is a great platformer, and also if you own Jak X Combat Racing for the PS2, which is also a really good game, you can actually connect your PSP with Daxter save memory on it to Jak X, and you can actually get some bonus material for Jak X, so that's really a nice bonus for all you Jak X owners out there. So, all in all, this game is awesome. It's a must-have for all PSP owners. Frustrating, but it's really, really good. I've given this game a 9 out of 10. This game is rated E10 for everyone 10 and over, and it's developed by Ready at Dawn Studios. And now it's time for my review of Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. After countless years of waiting and hoping and just seeing very little clips and screenshots of this game, Kingdom Hearts 2 has finally come out. And let me just say off the bat that this is what a sequel is supposed to be. It's supposed to be one heck of an improvement over the original Kingdom Hearts game. In the first 5 hours of the game, you play as a boy named Roxas, who lives in a town called Twilight Town. Roxas is just a normal, everyday boy that just wants to enjoy the rest of summer vacation with his friends. And also, he always has these dreams with Sora in it. Is there a connection between Roxas and Sora? Or what's going on here? Is he also connected with Organization 13? Is he connected to the Heartless or the Nobodies? You have to play the game to find out about that. But anyway, after a long 5-hour introduction, you now finally come to see Donald, Goofy, and Sora, the main hero of the game. And even though Sora, Donald, and Goofy have locked the Door of Darkness away, there are still Heartless roaming around. Sora still needs to find Riku. Donald and Goofy still need to find King Mickey. And also, the door to the light is still needs to be found somewhere. So, without further delay, Sora, Donald, and Goofy set off for another huge adventure. The graphics on this game are an improvement from the previous Kingdom Hearts game, but not really by much. But still, it's a great improvement from the previous game. The music and the sound in this game are really good too, especially the voice acting by Haley Joel Osment. I mean, he's still a really good actor. And also, even the imitation of Johnny Depp is, well, it's not bad, it's not, you know, amazing, but still, it's a really, really good imitation of Johnny Depp. The controls in this game are a really great improvement of the previous Kingdom Hearts game, especially now they can use the right analog stick to control the camera, and also, the triangle button is used not just to open up chests or interact with the items in the game, but also, you can use the triangle button to actually help defeat enemies. And also, this is really crucial too, because if you don't use the triangle button to, you know, do like a special attack on enemies, you're bound to either lose a lot of life or bound to lose. So, take advantage of the triangle button. The gameplay, just the layout right now, is really fun. It's a great game. And also, they're not really levels, they're mostly lands. All based on Disney films, including Agrabah from Aladdin, Pride Lands from Lion King, Space Paranoids from Tron. You heard me right, Tron. And yes, the light cycles are back. There are a bunch of mini games. The level design is really great. The only problems I have with this game is that even on standard mode, it's still a little bit easy. And also, the gameplay kind of gets repetitive at one point or another. But still, this is a great title. It's a great game for any Disney fan or Square Enix fan or whatever. This is a great title to pick up. I'm giving this game a 9.5 out of 10. This game is definitely well worth it. It is definitely well worth the wait. And also, I will highly recommend you to pick up the Collector's Edition Player's Guide. Because not only is this game big, but also the player's guide can really help you out a little bit. And yeah, just pick up this game. No matter what, just pick up this game. It's fun. And like I said, you got Tron there too. So if you're a fan of Tron, just pick this game up just for some nice nostalgia with the light cycles and everything. So yeah, this is a great title to pick up. Now, I did say that I was on quest for the Easter Bunny. But it turned out that, the guys who actually helped me try to find the Easter Bunny were just a bunch of guys that are trying to redo a scene from Mighty Python, the Holy Grail, with the rabid rabbit, you know? So, I didn't really find the Easter Bunny, so, sorry, folks. But he'll come on Sunday, I promise you. And on that note, that will do it for me. On next week's show, I'll have reviews of Metroid Prime Hunters for the Nintendo DS and Tetris DS for the Nintendo DS. Those two reviews and more on next week's show. If you have any questions, comments, or whatever, just email me at silverwolf2006@gmail.com, subject podcast. Or you can check out MySpace at myspace.com/SilverWolf2006. I'll see you the week after next. And also, have a happy, blessed week.